welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young. And the purpose of my show is to gather experience that give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and mourning, divine healing, a hunch, felt intuition, voice of a higher power, psychic experience, been touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into the divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. And again, 1-888-627-6008. And today's topic is being real and being authentic with yourself and others. Now, I have to say, I'm still working on this, but it's best to be real and be authentic with yourself and others and in all areas of your life. Now, see, it's the only way to be, guys. Divine listeners, listen to me. I love you guys, but this is the only way to be. I know this is nothing new. I know you've heard this before, probably all your life, but sometimes we still can't get it together because we still want to impress people. We still want to do things for people in a different way to get what we want. And that's all good and everything to do all that. But to be real with people and be exactly the way we are, it's important to be authentic, be ourselves in all of our, you know, phases. I mean, in every phase of our life, I'll just say that, to be real with ourselves and others. We be real with people around us, and know that that's the way to go. That's the way we need to go everywhere we go and everything we do. We try to impress people. You know, we want to show up for different people in our families and, you know, everywhere we go at work. I mean, we have to show ourselves. We have to be ourselves. Who I am, how we reflect ourselves, how we show up is we have to show up authentic. We can't be nothing no more than that. All the people in our lives, all the people we have contact with, they have to like our authentic self, whether it shows up good or bad or whatever, indifferent. We got to be authentic in our relationship with our friends, with our kids. We got to be honest, people. We got to be honest in all our doings, in our businesses, in our lives. We have to show up authentic. Why is it important to be authentic? Why is it important to be authentic with ourselves and others? Because we want people to be authentic with us. We want people to be straight with us. I mean, and we got to do it first. It's important to be this way in our dealings because this is how you show up. This is the way you want to be. And so this is the way you want people to treat you. You want to be able to trust people, but you got to be trustworthy. You have to do it first, people. I mean, I know it's not nothing new, but you have to be trustworthy first within yourself. And I can't say I've been this way all through my life or in every phase of my life, because there's certain ways I show up, you know, we show up, you know, shady, because we think that if we really be ourselves, then people really won't, if they really knew who we were, they don't want to be bothered with us. And that may be true or it may not be true. It could be true that they don't want to, but you still got to be yourself, whether it's what they want or not. I mean, you just got to be authentic. I mean, you have to tell people, you know, if you don't, it ruins relationships. It ruins businesses. And it also catch up with you later on. It always catch up. You got to be authentic. You meet somebody, just say in relationship when you first met this person and you like him, he like you, but you're married. And you're not telling all this stuff. I'm just saying this is authentic. Now, if you say I'm married up front and that person still wants to deal with you, that's between you all. At least you're being honest. I'm married. I'm involved, but that person still wants to be. I mean, it's up to you all what you want to do. But if you came out first out and said, you know, I'm married, then you give that person choice. But when you lie or not being authentic or you're not being truthful, then you take away this person options. And I think a lot of people, that's what they wanted, to take your options and say they're single and whatever. So you can think it. But what I'm saying, it always come back to haunt you when you're not honest, when you're not authentic, you're not being truthful. And you know, you're telling lies in the beginning. So you say you like this person. Yeah, you really are attracted to this person. Listen, you need to be honest. I have 5 kids or I have 2 kids, whatever it is. If this person still want to do you, they like you enough, they want to be, you know, with you no matter what. I mean, even myself, you know, with my age and all this stuff, you know, lie a little bit. No, it's not good. I mean, I got to be myself. I'm 54 years old. Either you like it or you don't. I have a 31-year-old child and a 13-year-old child. But a lot of times I've shaded in the past with what I am, you know, because I look younger or whatever. So, no, it's still not good. You should be authentic. If you feel better. I mean, just go through your life and think about it. All the times that you've been authentic and you've been real with yourself and others. It feels better. You don't have this burden of lying. It don't come to haunt you. You just got to be authentic within your life, period. With people, with dealings, with everything. Just be authentic. Be real. Be truthful, too. And I'm not saying that's always, you know, easy being truthful. Be truthful. It's helpful when you do it, not only for you, but for everybody else. Being authentic from your heart, it's a realness about it. It's an energy with it, guys, divine listeners. It's an energy with that realness that carries you very far. Just be real. I mean, it ain't always easy to tell the truth. And I ain't saying you got to tell people all your business because it's truth. But I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? When you get ready to get involved with somebody, you're getting ready to get in business with them, tell them the truth. You know, just in all your dealings, be truthful. Because that's where God is. It's in the truth. A lie you can't remember. You can't hold. It can't hold up. And eventually it might, people, you might fool them. Okay. You may have gotten away with fooling them, but if this is your way of being, you're not coming from the authentic, you're not coming from truth, this is not going to last. I mean, you may have gotten through life with it, but if this is the way you're being, this is what you portray, the very thing that you don't want happen to you is going to happen to you. You're going to be lied to. People's going to treat you shady, or you're going to get shady deals. You're going to say, where is this coming from? But you don't remember how you being. You got to be this way. You got to live this way, divine listeners. This is the way you got to be. You got the divine inside you. You got the divine, the Christ consciousness, and you got to reflect that in all your doings and your being. And I'm talking to myself as I talk. I mean, I ain't always be, you know, in all of it. I'm talking about in all phases. That way your life runs a lot smoother, because that's what I'm about. I'm about this mindset that we want to make our lives, we're on this journey together, so we got to make it much easier for ourselves and others. And this was on my heart and mind today, to just be authentic, because there's a lot of times that I haven't been authentic. I mean, I've been authentic in different ways, in some ways, but not in all ways. So I have to remind myself, listen, I got to be authentic. I got to tell the truth in all my dealings, age and all, whatever it is. I just got to be honest with myself. That way I'm truthful. I can go to sleep knowing that this day I was truthful. I'm being myself. I'm coming from the divine self that's within. That's who within. That's what is reflected. And I always, you know, when I'm through my meditations in the morning and stuff like that, I said, Lord, let me reflect the real divine power that's within me. Let me reflect the God consciousness that's within me, to reflect my day and in all my day and all my dealings and all my doing. That's what I really want to do. Do I succeed every day? Most of the time I do, but yeah, it's a struggle. It's every day. But if you practice it every day, and this is where you're going, and you really say, Lord, this is where I really want to be. I want to be authentic. I want to be truthful. I want to be truthful with my family, my kids. All this lying and being deceitful, and you're going to have it happen. Believe me, you're going to receive it. And when you receive it from the outside, you're not going to remember what you're doing. Somebody lied to you and deceive you in business or whatever, or shade you out or whatever, or not honest with you, or married or whatever, or not giving you the whole truth of what's going on. It's not a good feeling on the other foot. So it's about being authentic with yourself and others. It's about being true to yourself, being true to who you really are inside and letting it reflect the best you, be the best version of you. So when you come out, you're like, okay, this is true. I'm being truthful with myself. I'm being in a loving way, but I'm being truthful in who I am. Hey, and I'm not saying everybody gonna like this truth, because, you know, all our truths ain't, you know, pretty. You know, you come out, it's not necessarily, hell, I had jail time or whatever on this job. I'm gonna tell you what happened to one of the family members, and I'll get into it. I'm not gonna say his name, but one of my family members that I dearly love, he had trouble in his teens. And, he stole a car or whatever, or his friend stole a car. He was riding around in a stolen car. But by him being associated with that friend, you know, he, got in trouble. He went to jail and he was about 17. He was young. And I was sad about it at the time because I knew he was a good kid, but he was in that stolen car and who you with, I mean, that's, you know how it go. And, he was in that stolen car, and so therefore they gave him, and he hadn't had a lot of prior stuff, but he was in that. Anyway, he had to go to jail or whatever, make a long story short. He went to jail for 4 years and got out, and this was years ago. This was years ago. But I'm just going to tell you how your past haunts you. Might have been 25 years ago. But anyway, reason why I'm saying it here, he just recently, he had a business and stuff like this. And, he had a business for like 8 years and, he was married and everything, but everything kind of just went to the toilet. It didn't work out. The business was good for a minute, you know, for 8 years, but then he started having problems. He couldn't pay his loans or whatever back to get the, because you have to, you know, sometime take out loans for a business or whatever. I don't know, but he could not pay the people he owed back. So he lost the business. This is recent talk. And so, he was calling me and he was like, you know, I'm in this situation and, I need to sell my house and all this and stuff like that. And we were talking back and forth and I said, well, you know, you can, you know, he said, well, I'm going to sell my house. He said, I got to get out of there when I do it. So it turned out he sold his house. He sold it. It was really great. He sold his house and everything. He was going to get the money. But the thing was, he was like, Karen, my past, you know, I'm going to try to get an apartment and everything. And I'm going to try to get going on my feet. I got the money, but then my credit gets bad for me to get an apartment. My credit gets bad for everything because I was trying to get this business afloat and it fell. And plus I got the criminal history from 25 years ago. So I tell him this. I said, listen, you're going to have to be upfront. This is why I told him. I said, the people you're looking for the apartments, well, you have to be upfront with them. I said, you tell them that you have a failing business. That's why your credit, is messed up. You know, cause I just told them it's just best to be honest. I mean, either they'll take it or not. But if you lie on the application, they find out later, they're not going to even pick the phone. They're not going to say, but you need to just tell them up front. I told them you're in a situation. You sold your house, which is great. You're getting your money, but you need a place to go right away. He was in desperate need. He need to, you know, because once you sell your house, you got to be out in, you know, 30 days, whatever, when you get through with the deal with the house. So I said, what you need to do is tell whomever the house, you know, when you're looking for a house or whatever, the person, what's going on. And so he called me. He was excited. It was, you know, it was been 2 months or whatever, but he called me here recently. And I'm just telling you the story, how your past do haunt you. And, but how being truthful, in this story, I'm telling you what happened. So he said, Karen, he was so happy. He said, I found a place and, you know, everything. But he said, I did exactly what you suggested that I do. He said, I told the truth. He said, man, I really need a place. I need to get this apartment. It's, you know, it was a townhouse or whatever. He said, and I said to the guy, listen, my business fell through. I was in business, for 8 years and it fell through because I couldn't pay my creditors. He said, I'm just honest with him. He said, well, if you go through my credit, it's not going to be good because, you know, I haven't paid my creditors. and my business failed. He said, if you go through my criminal background, he said, it's well, you know, the guy was skeptical, but he said, you're going to find out when I was 19, I went to jail for, you know, for my friend still in the car and I was in a, you know, in the car with him or whatever, my history. He said, and that's what you're going to find. So he said he didn't hear from the guy that, and he said he checked the, listening for the, townhouse and, it was still available. Even though, you know, he didn't hear from the guy was looking like he was kind of skeptical or whatever about it. But he said something said, you know, call the guy and see, you know, what's going on with the, townhouse. And so he called the guy back and the guy said, listen, you know, I did check everything out and what you said was to be true. And I'm going to, you know, give you a chance. I'm going to take a chance on because you were what? You were truthful. You were authentic. You told me the truth straight up front. Now, I mean, he could have said, you know what? You know, you had a, you know, criminal record. Your credit is in it. But he said, listen, I got money. I'm selling my house for such and such amount of money. I have the money right now. I can pay you up for a year because that's what I can do right now. And, you know, I need to get out. And he had to pray to God a little bit more because, you know, you just have to pay. This is what I'm saying. Your past sometime, you know, haunts you. But he ended up having to pay the guy. But he was paying for more than one thing. He was paying for his past. He was paying for his credit. He was paying for the felon he had on his record. So all these things. He had to do it, but guess what? He did it. He had the money to do it. But just being honest, being upfront on him, telling the guy what's going on upfront, telling him what he was going to find, the guy honored that. And he has his place. I'm just saying. So that's, you know, that's just the story I'm saying. I mean, there's so many of these, but what I'm saying is just to be honest with people. Now, sometimes these people are not going to accept you if you got out of prison and stuff like that. And especially my, family member that I'm talking to, when he went to prison, he never did. And I try to say, thank God he didn't, but he never did go back and he was going forward in his life. I'm not talking about a person that's constantly doing shady stuff. That's why I'm saying I'm talking about honesty. I'm not talking about those that's still on the path to that and then want somebody to give them a chance. I'm talking about, no, you didn't clean your act up, but you're being honest. You're being honest now. You're being truthful with your heart. You're being truthful with your soul. So you're coming out with it. You're saying, listen, I'm here. I want a job. Yes, I got a felon on my record, but if you see that I've been working ever since then, I've been, you know, doing this and that and the other to keep myself and I haven't been back since, then somebody will. They'll say, okay, that was you. You were a kid when that happened. Okay, but you got to be making steps to be honest and being truthful and being real and having a real sense of integrity right now and been having this record and keeping this record. Now you will get a chance. I ain't talking about shadiness on shadiness and then say, give me a chance. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being honest, being truthful and being authentic and not lying about your past and just bringing it out, especially when it comes to jobs and stuff like that. And sometimes you won't get it. If you're honest, they're like, hell, I don't care how honest you are. I don't want you working for me. And that's fine. That's fine. But just be upfront and then let them decide. But if you're not upfront and being authentic with yourself, you're not going to give people a chance to have their options to come up with their own conclusions about you. If you're being shady in the beginning and not, you know, or I wouldn't say shady, you know, just being, not being truthful and not telling the truth, then you're not giving the people opportunity. And then if people are not being truthful with you or being authentic with you, they're not giving you a chance to have options and see what it is that you want to, get involved with, I would say. In business, you know, you just got to be really truthful with people, in what you're doing and who you are. Really about who, it's about who you are and where you're coming from. Actually, divine listeners, I love you guys. It's about who you are, where you're coming from and how God is reflecting in your life and how God is reflecting through you, through your life and how you're reflecting it, on the outside. But because it comes always, divine listeners, I always talk about it. It comes within. It comes with within. It's that Christ consciousness. It's that divineness that you're coming from. If you're coming from that spirit and that, energy, then, you know, then you're right where you're supposed to be. Because you just can't keep up a lie. If you, have you ever lied and try to keep this lie, it changes. I have, you know, it's like, girl, what happened? I'm like, I can't keep up with the lies. You know, it's like, I don't know. I can't really keep up with a lie. It changes all the time. It won't stick. I've tried it, you know, it just don't stick a lot. So it's just best to tell the truth and you can keep up with your truth. You don't have to lie about it. And sometimes we don't want people to know how we are, you know, so you lie, you say, well, girl, they say, well, who you seeing or whatever, what's going on in your life? And so you lie, you say, okay, I got a man or whatever it is, that, you know, but who are you really lying to? Or if you're trying to impress people, you know, saying you got this amount of money or this is going on in your life or you got all this and people are impressed with you or whatever, because they think you have this or they think that you're this way, and you go home and you go into your life and in your home and you sit with yourself and you really don't have these things, or these things are not really going on for you, or you don't know these people, or you saying that you're connected in some kind of way or whatever lie you're trying to build up to impress people, it's really not true. If it's really not true, it's not authentic. You have to live with that. Yeah, you fooled them for a little while, but then who you really fooling? You know, you're really not are true. You're not being true to yourself. So it gets back down to being true and authentic to yourself. That way you can be true to others. And that's what I really, really try to get into, this true to yourself and being true to yourself and knowing who you are. Is the Christ within. It's the Christ within that you're the X factor of the creator. So you got to be with that Christ within to reflect all the truth and the whole truth about yourself. And that's who you really are. But trying to pretend and trying to say you this and trying to say you're that, or whatever it is, lie you're playing, or whatever kind of games you're playing with people, you're really playing with yourself. Because when you get down to it, when you sleep at night, you got to deal with yourself. And some people don't mind sleeping with lies, but it's really half sleeping, really. You really are, you know, you're not awake. You really are asleep. And you're really not being authentic with yourself and others. So you really need to get closer to the truth, or the truth within. Search for the truth within. That way you can express it without. Live with the truth. And you don't have to lie. Now, I ain't saying we all in all our phases that we like that, but strive for it. Let that be your number one thing. Let me be truthful. Let that be your number one thing when you wake up with, I'm being truthful today. In all my dealings, you'll feel much better. Like I said, everybody don't appreciate it. Everybody may not like it. You know, you might even be gay or whatever, and you lying or you hiding behind that. You know, you trying to let everybody think you're this way and that way. And you're suffering. You need to come out. You know, I'm this way. You don't have to say it, but if it ever acts, whatever way you want to express it and be it, or even if you should say it, you should be it. You should live your truth, whatever it is. I have 5 kids. I have whatever. I'm this. I mean, if you can accept, if you can't, you just can't. That's your problem. God got all of us down here, and we all belong. We all belong, but we all deserve to be our authentic self. And we do so because we do lie and do a lot of, you know, covering up, put on these costumes and stuff like that, because we don't feel like we're going to be accepted. We don't feel like we enough. We don't feel like whatever we got going, it's not enough, and it's just not true. We are enough just the way we are. Our authentic self is enough, but we don't feel like that. We feel like we got to be this way and that way to prove people, to, you know, become something else. We got to work hard to become this and become that, to fit in all these people's circles and all what they want us to be. No, be yourself. That's good enough. There's no other you like this. There'll never be another you streaking around here, ever. That's how God is. That's how unique God is and how unique we are. Our fingerprints is unique. Our footprints is unique. Everything is unique about us. Our spirits, our vibrations, everything is unique about us. So when we're being authentic, we're being ourselves. And God loves that. And you will love it too if you continue to be it, become it in all your doings and beings. Because that's who you really are. And if you don't know, you need to channel God. The Christ consciousness within. I'll always tell you to go within. Because that's where it's at. Within what? Within your spirit. Within your divine self, within your Christ conscious self. And whatever way you do it, pray, whatever, but stay true to yourself, whatever it is. Be true to it. Be true to the world. It might be goofy. It might be whatever. It might not be acceptable to somebody else. Hell with them. Be true to yourself. Be authentic. Coming up, growing, getting up out of bed. Decide, I'm going to be my authentic self. I'm going to stay this way. Hell, we make mistakes, we do whatever, but we got to live with ourselves. We got to look in the mirror every day. These people that we're trying to impress, all these people on the, you know, Facebook or wherever you on, Instagram, whatever, they don't live with you. You displaying all this shit to try to impress them, and they don't even live with you. You got to live with yourself. You got to live with your family. You got to live with your dignity, integrity. And you're trying to impress all these people. You putting on all these costumes. You putting on all these things to impress all these people. You being all these different ways. You notice if you at work, you act a certain way. You act a certain way with your friends. You act a certain way. All these different characters we being to try to fit in. And all we really need to do is be ourselves. Be authentic. Be real. Be real with yourself. Be real with others. Tell them how you really feel. Not because you want to know, I got to tell you this is the way I really feel. And then you can open up real conversations, real things. A lot of us, you know, even with family, we can't tell each other how we feel. We so sensitive, this and that. And you know what? All that stuff is playing on in the background. You hear me? It is playing on in the background. It's playing on within you and with them. No, nothing is really clear. It's clouded. You got a lot of conflict in parents because everything is buried in families. You know, you can't have a authentic conversation with your mother or your father or your brother and sister. You know, you're so busy. Oh, I don't know how they're going to feel or what they're going to say this when I say that. And really both people should be in that authentic mode. You can have one. Believe me. You can actually get through a whole lot of conflict if both people is in that frame of mind. Or you probably can't get the other person in, but you be in that. You want to have that authentic conversation that needed to be all this time, or all these years. I never really wanted to do this with my life, Mom. You had me wanting to be something that I didn't want. I really don't want to do this. People are in careers where they don't want to be. You hear me? They are in, I mean, nothing making them happy. You're supposed to be in a career or being in a job or whatever. You're supposed to be doing life and things that you love to do. I mean, really love and passionate. That give you passion when you do it. That you wake up smiling and can't wait to do. But a lot of times we are not trying to say about parents. The parents put in what we think our children should want to be. And how we think, but really their own beings. They're their own beings. And they know what they want to do. And if they don't know, they have to figure it out. But you say, if I tell you, girl, you're going to be a nurse, you're going to be this, you're going to be that. And, that child didn't have a chance to express itself. You told that child what it was going to be. And that child never did tell you how you felt because you already told them you're going to be a lawyer. You're going to be this. You're going to be, our whole family played football. Our whole family did that. And that person, that child grows up to never be honest with you and say, I never liked ballet. This is authentic, being real. I never liked this job. I don't want to go to the corporate job. I want to go somewhere where I can make games up and be a design or whatever. The design games or whatever, how they do on Nintendo or whatever, be that person. And you saying they have to be a lawyer, what if, you know, and that they can't be authentic with you. They can't tell you often the children can't tell you how they really feel about different things. You got to be authentic, but then you have to let other people be authentic as well and truthful to you. And you got to be able to hear the truth and be real and let them tell their truth. You want them to be some way. Well, I don't want you to be gay. I want you to be this. I don't want you to be transgender. I want you to be this. I don't want you to be that. No, you got to let them evolve into what they are. Love them. Be authentic with them. Let them be authentic with you. It might not be something you understand or can constantly, you know, you can't understand it because it's not you. And a lot of times parents want a mini me. It's just not that way. God made them their own individual. Their individual soul beings. They have their own sense of who they are. Because we all come from God, but we're all not the same. They might be your children, or your parent could have did that to you and said that you had to be a certain way. You had to be this or you had to be that. And you can't be authentic because you're in a job or you stuck in a career or you stuck in a place where you don't want to be and don't know how to say it. And you're not really happy. And you say, why aren't I happy? What is going on? Why I'm not happy? Because I'm not doing what I really love passionately. And I can't say it. I'm not being who I really want to be. And I'm not saying it. I can't be authentic because I'm going to offend somebody. I can't be who I am because I'm feeling like I'm walking on this and that toes because I want to be who I am. No, be who you are. Loved ones, be who you are, divine listeners. Be who you are. Let yourself shine. Be authentic in all your doings and being. God wants you to be. He wants you to be authentic because people can see anyway. Eventually, I mean, we all have vibration. We all pick up each antenna. You don't believe it. We all see it anyway. I mean, if you see closely, we all been down here for a little while. We kind of know different things anyway. You really are transparent anyway. You really can tell when people are lying too. And if you can't, eventually you're living that life, it's going to catch up with you. So you need to be authentic. You need to be transparent and you need to be real. You have to have some real sense of yourself. And this is how, guys, we make our life much better. We make our lives much smoother when we're just true to ourselves. But you got to be true to the divine that lives within you, the Christ conscious that lives within you, because we don't always know how to do these things. They're complicated. I'm not saying all this. What I'm saying is not complicated. But believe me, when you get the truth, you'll be much clearer. You'll be clearer in your delivery. You'll be clearer in life. You'll be clearer in all your dealings and doing. If you just be authentic, if you just be honest. And I'm not saying we're not all honest, but I'm saying in our different phases of our lives, if you what I'm saying, different parts of our lives, we cover things up and we just not being real. And you try to find out what is going on. It's something in the background of me. I'm not feeling myself. It's something in the background playing. Matter of fact, there's a couple programs playing in the background that you need to clean up and that you need to get real with. Am I really where I'm supposed to be? Where am I on this journey? And it's never too late to turn around and get on the right track in your journey and whatever. And I don't care what you did, prison, whatever it is, on drugs, whatever, did this, did that, whatever. You can always clean up that and get honest. You can always get authentic. It's just a decision you have to make. It's really about deciding where you want your path to go. You can always turn it around. And many people do every day. They decide they want to turn it around. And they do. And they put practice there. And they say, you know what? Hey, I'm just going to be honest with people. Even if you say, I try to be honest with that person and this is what I got. It don't always come back. Sometimes, it comes back, Sherry, you know, I did my, but you did it. You didn't let that person determine. I mean, you just got to be careful and, you know, follow your intuition and things like that. I'm not saying that, but you were honest. You were in a position to be honest. You put that out there. Now, if that person didn't take it and they did something else with it, you saying, you know what? I want to give money to the charity, for instance, I'm just saying, and I wanted to, you know, give this money to Red Cross because of the people in Texas that just got flooded or whatever. I want to put my money there and you know, be honest. And that person wasn't honest and they took the money and did some other, that's not your job to go out. I mean, unless you find out, you know what I'm saying? You did the honest thing, what you thought. Now, what that person did with it is on him. He's got to deal with whatever that comes with, because whatever you put out, it returns back. There's a reaction to it, and that's just the way it is. It comes back in all phases. Now, you might not hear from that person or get it back from that person, but you always get rewarded by the universe. You always get rewarded for being good and putting good out in the universe. Believe me, you always. It might not be the person you did it for. A lot of times, matter of fact, a lot of times it's not by the person you did the good for that did you wrong. You probably won't get it from it. You won't. So, you may not get it in that way, but you'll get it another way. And God always rewards much better situations. You know, it always work out in the good if you just have this sense about yourself that I'm just going to do good. I'm going to be this honest person. I'm going to be authentic. I'm going to be the love that God is that's living within me, the divine that living within me. I'm going to be that. And that don't mean being stupid, and that don't mean being none of that. I mean, I'm talking about being good and honest and being authentic and giving out to the world. I'm not being, you know, saying, don't follow your intuition on things. And yes, always have your intuition up, your awareness up, on things, and ask God to guide you. And all this is where the intuition and God, all that come in too. You can't go wrong with that. But just being in the frame of mind that way, being in the spirit of being authentic and being honest and being real and being true. But it starts with yourself always. And you always hear me saying this, divine listeners. I love you guys. But it always starts with yourself. Nothing starts nowhere else. So don't start outside. You got to be authentic first within. You got to be truthful to yourself. I can't be truthful to nobody else if I ain't truthful to myself. If I'm sitting there lying to myself and conniving and not being honest, there's no way I could do it with someone else. So I have to be what I'm saying that I am. I have to be that. Have to become that. And if I'm not that, then I need to become that. I need to become honest, true, full in all my dealings first. And first in my being, in my divineness, being that within first. Then I go out and show out. But, you know, it's just work all the time. It's constantly work. But then, you know what, when you make it your life work to be this way, you make it your life work to be authentic, then you really get it. You ever met somebody that just was honest? And they say, you know, you go to the store, the man behind the store, the grocery man that worked there, and he just, you know, was honest and, you know, or he gave you some extra. You just met that honest person that, you know, you really felt that. You say, oh, you like it. It's something. It's the energy about it. He said, oh, that person was so nice. He was so honest with me. He could have told me something else could have happened, but he let me know that this was the trapping of that. If I did this, you know, this would happen. And he didn't have to tell me. I don't know if that ever happened to you where you could have got a different deal or whatever. He said, no, you know, you need to get this. It's best that you get this deal than to get that deal. Nobody ain't telling you, but I'll tell you, you need to go for this. It feels so good. You say, wow, I didn't know that. You know, I could have did that. And because of you and you're being honest, you didn't even have to. You could have took, you know, more of my money. You could have, you know, you could have got anything. But that just that honesty and that person letting you know, giving you that insight, that makes you feel so good. And that have happened to me, you know, a lot of times in my life where people just, you know, was just honest and, you know, it's like, oh my God, thank you. And guess what? When you say thank you and be grateful for that and grateful for that person, guess what? It multiplies. You start meeting more of, I know I talk like this, but you do. It's the truth. Divine listeners, it multiplies. It really does. You know, if you're grateful for that and you're in that spirit and you're grateful, you're like, oh, okay, that's honest person. You know, you attract more honest person. Plus you're honest. You're attracting honest people, and you just attract more and more business, honest people, people that surround you, say, you know, hey, you want a deal, you want to do this, you know, you attract more. You in that. But if you in that other frame, and I always got to give all the angles, but if you in that frame of mind where you're just, trying to get your, you're being conniving, you're being shady, you may be getting the money. You may be getting the money and people, you know, are giving it to you and you're being, you cutting off. You're not being, you know, really you're giving them, but you know, you could, they could have more, but you're taking the more, whatever it is that you're doing shady. You're gonna eventually meet the shady people, but you ain't gonna even remember what you was doing. You're gonna say, that person got me. That person, you ain't gonna even remember, but you're gonna come upon that because you're putting that out. You're putting that out. And that can happen to you when you're not putting it out. It's just that you know that you did the best you could in your feelings, in your doings. And you're sleeping good at night, feeling the way you're feeling. So you always got to be in that state of mind. What can I, how can I give? What can I do to do better? How can I be more than, how can I be a better person? That's what it's all about, guys, being much better for each other. Not just for me, so I can be, but for everybody, everybody involved. If you treat everybody like they're your, you know, I wouldn't say, yeah, you know, your friend or, you know, that you want to help. I mean, that's the way I see it, you know, because I'm a positive person. So I look at everybody and try to find the good in it. You may not, and if it seemed too shady, you know, you have to use your senses on it. But I'm talking, you know, just try to treat everybody as if you would want to be treated. They're coming your path. And have that mindset, have that energy about you. Then, you know, you can always go far. You would always get blessings and good things will happen to you. And you, like I said, you'll meet the honest people or more honest people and you can go on through your day smoothly. You don't have to lie. You don't have to keep up with one either. You'll always remember the truth because the truth, it don't change. The story, you know, you go to detective, you ask them, you know, they take people in police stations and they ask the person, 3 or 4 times, that lie, they might have tried to stick to it, but somehow that lie is going to change in a different, slightly, a word going to change. Something's going to happen where that detective's like, nah, this guy told me, you know, he was there at 10:30, now he's saying he was there at 12. They pay attention to all that. Detectives do. So they know about all that. I'm saying this to say that the lie just don't last. It just always have a vary to it. But you don't have to, you know, keep up with the truth. You always know at 10 o'clock. I mean, even if you can't remember, it'll be around it. But I'm just saying, you don't have to keep up. You have to keep up with a lie. The truth, you don't have to. So it's just best to stay in truth. Stay in truth with yourself. Stay honest with yourself and honest with other people. And do this in all the phases of your life and all different parts of your life as well. Because like I had to learn that, you know, myself. To be, you know, just because I want to please people or fit in or whatever it is. Like I said, we all have our reasons for doing whatever we do. It's you know, sometimes it's not bad, but it's just best to go this route. Your life runs much smoother when you do it. And you become a much better person. You can live with yourself and you can go on, giving more, being more. But you're going through from the inside and you're not coming from another energy from the outside. You're coming from the inside and it's much, much better. Much better. You feel better. You are better. So you, then that takes work. You know, maybe for some than others, you know, some people it takes more work, to be like that because they'll say, you know, people ain't never been all honest to me. I'm not going to be honest with no person. You know, you got these people to experience. They ain't honest with me. I tried to be honest with them. Hell, you know, heck with them. They're that way. And now I'm that way. And I understand that too. And I understand the tit for tat. I understand all that. And I understand that, you know, you've been got and look where that got me. But no, you have to evaluate it more and know that. It's still, in the end, best to be honest. Still, in the end, it's best to be truthful. still in the end, it's best to be coming from the God self, the Christ consciousness that's within. Still, it's better to move in life this way than the other way. You get more blessings and you get, a better, to me, get more rewarded, I'll just say, in your dealings and in your life and in your energy and other people's energy. So it's the best thing to be. And I see why we don't want to do it. And then a lot of us just don't, you know, we don't feel it's good enough. We don't feel good enough to do it. We feel like we have to be a certain kind of way to fit in. Like I said, to be in with the in crowd, we don't feel like we're enough, basically. A lot of that is going around that we just don't feel like we enough. And we are. We are enough. We are enough just the way we are. And people have to accept it. And if they don't want to accept who you are, then you move on to people who do. And there's always, it's enough. It's billions of people on earth. It's always enough people to get in your circle where you have your peace. But all you really want, guys, you really want a peace of mind is what I go for all the time. I go for a peace of mind all the time, listener. That's where you're going for. Peace of mind, peace within your life, peace within all your dealings and yourself and in your relationships. And I'm not saying that your past is, you don't have something to be, in your past, you don't have something to hide or something to be ashamed of. And you don't always want to tell the truth. And I ain't saying tell all your business, but when it comes down to the business, tell it enough where you know that it won't haunt you. Because like I said, your past can and will haunt you if you're telling a lie, whatever it is. On paper, whatever, it eventually get to you, in your relationships, you're married, you got five kids, those five kids going on, whatever it is, it haunts you. Or whatever the lies you keep telling finds you some kind of way. So it's just best to be upfront, be upfront and personal and live your truth and be authentic with it and love yourself. Love yourself deeply, respect yourself and respect others and love them. And when they get to tell you the truth, you got to listen to it. Because when you hear the truth, you got to be able to listen to it too. Not only you speaking your truth, but when you hear the truth, like I said, from family members or whomever, you got to be able to hear the truth, decipher it the way you want to. But if they're telling the truth, it's going to be on them. If they're not, it's going to be on them. And so it's going to be up to them to tell the truth. But really, you can't control them. It all goes back to that. You can't control other people and what they're doing or saying. But who can you control? Yourself, your thoughts, your emotions, your speech. You control yourself. That's what you control. So knowing that you control yourself and your thoughts, you can control your truth. And where is it coming from? It's coming from yourself. It's coming from your true self. And that's what it's all about. It's coming from your heart. It's coming from your true self. It's coming from your spirit. It's coming from your divine self. And you can't go wrong with this. You can't go wrong with this. This is the way to go. This is the way to go. And in any industry you go to, I don't care what it is. You come in, if it's your faith, you say, hey, I can't do this. I have to, this is my religion to do this. Hey, this is who I am. Whatever it is, you tell them, hey, I have to do this. I go to mass. I go to this and that on Sunday. Whatever it is, you be yourself. You be truthful and let them, decipher it or determine what it is that but you saying, I'm telling you my truth. This is who I am. I can't come this day because I go to church on Sunday. I can't work on, let them decide. Just be yourself. I don't know all your situations, you guys' situations, but all I'm saying is in your situations, most of the time, you can be honest, you know, I can't pay this much money. I can pay this. Either they can sell it or not, you know, for whatever, for a babysitting situation, you know, or it's a negotiation. This is all I have. This is what I got. Can you work with this? Just be honest. Be truthful. Don't be saying stuff that you don't have just to look good. And in the end, you can't come up with your part because you just wanted to look good in front of somebody. Always search your heart and just speak the truth. And that these people have to accept it or not. And they will or they won't. But just like I said, I don't know all your scenarios. I don't know all your truth, but just be truthful in all that you do, all that you, you know, want to do. Keep that mindset. I often, like I said, I meditate at night or I meditate in the morning and I get myself situated. And I do my affirmations. I do my self-talk. It's a lot of ways that you can get quiet and get within yourself to get to yourself. Because it's like I said, a lot of things going on. And I always, you know, say what I can do. This is my point of view and how I get centered get authentic and be true to myself, which I'm already. But I'm just saying, in not all my parts of my life. So I'm just saying to get in all my parts of my life, different phases of my life, to be this way in all. We have a round life, not to be in some parts of my life, but in all of my life. So I just have to get acclimated in that and sit in it and just, you know, Lord, just help me be truthful and honest in all my dealings. Let me go from within and reflect who I really am through you, through Christ. And I asked that. I said, Lord, let me see the world through your eyes. You know, let me see the truth. Let me have your perception. Because my perception, it can be foggy, guys. I mean, seriously. I mean, my perception, matter of fact, this morning, it was very foggy. I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just kind of off this morning. But I pray, you know, I get something. I have my days too. And today was one of them. I was, getting kind of foggy in my perception. It just seemed like it wasn't flowing. Even my meditation where, you know, was kind of off, but I just said, you know, I'm still going to pray. I'm still going to be in this spirit. I mean, you know, we have our times and, I just still, you know, had that faith. I said, I'm going to go through the day in a good way. I'm gonna get some fresh air. And I did. I went shopping, did my fresh air. But, you have to stay in that frame of mind, and stay prayerful, stay in your, meditations or whatever you do. Cause I'm not trying to tell nobody what to do, but I'm just telling you what I do to stay grounded and to stay in that spirit, stay in that, divineness that we all have. We all are aspects of the Creator. We all divine beings and stay in it. And it helps you kind of get through your day. Now, some days are worse than others, but just at least do it. If you say a prayer before you go, sometimes I just say, God, help me throughout the day. I mean, you know, I don't know. Help me throughout the day. I can't get it together, you know, and things like that. So that does it for us now. My next show, will be, November the 3rd, on a Saturday, 8:00 PM Central Time. We are going to continue our divine discussion. In the meantime, you all can contact me at DIV, from dark to light, gmail.com. I am looking forward to hearing from you. Good night and God bless. I hope you guys stay authentic and true to yourself and to each other. Good night.